Thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Call in now with your tax questions at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
And welcome to Life and Taxes with Andrew Foster. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Ben.
What do you have for us today?
All right, Ben. Well, today we're going to delve into a topic I guess I'll refer to as IRS misunderstandings.
Misunderstandings,
yeah,
yes.
And how do you cut through that red tape, so to speak, when we end up in a situation where the service isn't responding the way they should to a taxpayer's concern. I've seen this in a couple different areas. One way is, in all honesty, where a payment isn't processed correctly.
Mm-hmm.
You send in your tax payment, and when the person is keying in the information, applies it to a wrong year, let's say.
Yes.
And I mean, you know, to the point where you have a canceled check from the service showing that the money was deposited in the U.S. Treasury, and yet they're still sending you notices that, you know, they're going to levy your bank account because you haven't paid your taxes. So, you know, an issue like that, for instance. Another example is...
Because there is a hand that is actually keying in some of that information.
That's exactly right. I mean, you know, computers are great tools, Ben, but, you know, garbage in, garbage out, so to speak. So if a miss keystroke can cause you a lot of problems. Another example is that where, let's say, for instance, a husband is always put first on a return and a wife second, and then maybe you flip those. And you put the wife first and the husband second on a year. And then next thing you know, that just sends the computers haywire. And then all of a sudden you start getting notices telling you haven't filed your return, haven't filed your return. You then submit the return and then they're telling you owe all this money, when you really had a bunch of money withheld. You know, and then you get scared because, you know, you get that final letter telling you that they're going to levy your bank account because you still owe money to the IRS, even though you are 100% paid up. So there's another example of where we have an IRS misunderstanding.
Have you had these things happen?
Yeah, I've had these things happen. Yeah. And those are a couple examples of situations that I've seen personally. And I've got one that I read about, which kind of cued me in on this issue, which is, the case of Adam Roning. He's 33 years old and he was actually declared dead when he was four. And again, keep in mind, just a missed keystroke here. His family worked 3 decades to try to get his, you know, declaration of death, overturned. And, you know, the every time they would speak to the IRS, they'd just say, oh, it's just a computer glitch. You know, we'll fix that.
Right, right.
You know, never got fixed. You know, and the interesting thing was that the IRS would accept Mr. Roning's tax payments, but guess what they wouldn't do?
Except that he was alive.
They wouldn't give his tax refunds to him. So whenever he owed for a particular year and he sent the funds in, they would gladly deposit the check. But whenever he overpaid and it was due a refund, they said, Mr. Roning, we can't give you a tax refund. That's crazy. Cause
You're
guess
dead.
What? You're dead. You can't accept this refund. So he kept running into this and he tried calling the IRS. He tried calling, the Social Security Administration, to try to work through these issues. And it got to the point where his case actually made the local news. And it so happened that his senator from up in Minnesota was watching the particular program. And she called someone in her office and said, hey, reach out to this guy. Let's get him some assistance.
Right.
And so one of the things I wanted to, you know, bring to attention of our listeners today is that, you know, for these misunderstandings, Senator Burr, Senator Tillis are going to be pretty good resources. Each of them have, associates in their offices who handle these type of issues.
Right.
So, you know, whether it's them being able to directly connect to the IRS for you or whether it's, you know, them going through the taxpayer advocate office who is, you know, the people's voice, so to speak, with the with the IRS, you know, they can help liaison you over to that office.
I wonder how he got from 4 to his 30s though.
Yeah.
Without this getting resolved. I mean, even in school.
Well, as I said, it's just one of those situations where, you know, and his main issue was, is that, you know, I'm not getting my tax refund checks.
Right.
You know, and it was upwards of $20,000, Ben, that the service had that, you know, they weren't giving him. So basically with the assistance of his senator from up in Minnesota, they were able to you know, cut the red tape,
mm-hmm.
get him, you know, undeclared dead, I guess is the best way to put it. Say that he's alive. But, you know, the problem with that, Ben, is and is that he still has $20,000 of refund checks out there. And guess what the IRS's position on that is?
Right.
You know, 3 years. You get your refunds for 3 years, but going beyond that, going back in time,
mm-hmm.
you're not supposed to get them. Mm-hmm. So he's got even more red tape to try to cut through
right.
in order to try to get those refunds processed from 3 years prior.
To quote Kurt Vonnegut, he has come unstuck in time. There has been no time for him for a long period because he's been persona non-existent.
Persona non-existent. That's exactly right. You know, and I was thinking, I was like, how rare could this be? I mean, this has got to be just one of those one in a million shots kind of thing.
Yeah.
CNN actually said that 40 people a day are accidentally declared dead. 9,000 a year.
Really?
I'm telling you the truth. I couldn't believe it when I read it. It's kind of staggering. And there's this master list. There's this death master list the Social Security Administration keeps. It's got 86 million names on it.
Right.
And it's not an end-all be-all record.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically just, you know, their best determination. They said, if you're not on it, doesn't mean you're not dead. If you're on it, doesn't mean you're dead. But this is our best guess as to who's living and who's deceased. So,
well, and you wonder how that kind of list gets compiled. And I have a little bit of experience in that because when the other Ben Ball and that lived in Morehead City passed away mm-hmm. and it shows up in a News and Observer, I know I was getting phone calls. And I'd answer the phone and said, well, that answers that. But it was almost had medical records destroyed, almost had lots of other things that happened because,
exactly.
Just the names got mixed up. Even though social security numbers are different, ages were different, et cetera, yeah. They were close enough, apparently. At least the ages were, that things were confused for a while.
Exactly. So, you know, this is one of those situations where, you know, Ben, my best advice to our listeners is these type of issues, as you can see, are marathons, not mm-hmm. sprints.
Yeah.
So, you know, you really have to take the don't give up mantra and have to keep moving ahead. You know, make those phone calls, send those letters. Get the necessary authorities involved if it's going to be your senator, your
right.
representative, the taxpayer advocate service, a lawyer, for mm-hmm. instance, you know, to be able to help push these issues through. Because the scary thing is that the collection continues, you know, and that's the whole problem with this scenario, whereas you can't get the answer that should be the answer, you know, and what do you do? Well, the answer is you have to keep fighting the battle.
And if it's a marathon, you've got some deadlines also.
That's exactly right. The letters keep coming. You know, they're going to keep coming. They're going to keep getting more and more aggressive to the point where, hey, look, we're going to take your money. We're going to levy your bank account. You know, then you've got to apply for that hearing. You got to go have that hearing with an officer in hopes that that may change the course mm-hmm. of events. You know, don't just give up and say, well, look, you know, it's only a few $1,000. I know I've already paid it, but to stop this madness, I'm going to go ahead and pay this particular bill. You know, that is not the way to handle a situation like this because, you know, you want to pay what you owe,
yeah.
but you don't want to just pay because it's a nuisance or a problem. You know, you want to use the process and procedures the IRS has. And you know, when they start to fail you, you need to look to what remedies you have. And a lot of times, Ben, it is, you know, get to that next level where you can get maybe a more competent person. You know, a couple of these problems that I mentioned early on in the show, such as the canceled check issue, such as the, you know, the tax return looking like it wasn't filed because names were switched on mm-hmm. the return. You know, that was I made a phone call to the practitioner priority service, you know, and worked it out with someone on the phone,
mm-hmm.
You know, and spoke with them and said, look, here's the situation. Here's the deal. You know, when I speak to someone over the practitioner priority service, I can actually fax in information directly to them. They have, mm-hmm. They don't use email, but you can fax them and it goes directly into their inbox.
Huh.
And they can actually see immediately what you're sending them. So there's a couple of useful tools when I'm involved with a case that I can try to help, you know, cut through that red tape and try to get a resolution that a taxpayer simply is running into problems getting.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's my advice when we run into these IRS misunderstandings. You know, I haven't had to deal with a Mr. Roning.
Somebody being declared,
you know,
dead, yeah.
Declared death scenario. But, you know, when I read it, it totally just, in my mind just went immediately to like, yeah, there's all these times where, mm-hmm. you know, taxpayers are doing the best they can to resolve their problem.
Maybe if he just hadn't filed at all, they would have all of a sudden found that he was alive.
Oh, exactly. I'm sure it would have been something. He would have had W-2s being sent in. They would have, you know, sent him the CP-2000 computer generated audit letter and say, hey, you owe us. And then, you know, he wants to get his refund. They say, oh, you're dead. We're not going to give you your refund. I mean, it's just nuts. But, you know, those are the kind of situations you can run into.
But I would imagine you also have, with identity theft sometimes, or somebody filing a thing for you, you still have to run that marathon to get that fixed.
Certainly, yeah.
I had that issue, and I had some real helpful people at the IRS that got me through that.
Exactly. You know, and one of my biggest pieces of advice, Ben, is if you make that phone call, you know, and I know you've been on hold for a very long time, mm-hmm. but if you get that individual on the line and you see that it's just not going anywhere, mm-hmm. The best thing you can probably do is hang up the phone and call back, because I guarantee you're going to get somebody different this next time. And, you know, they may be able to better assist you, because there are the helpful people out there, mm-hmm. but there's also those ones who just aren't willing to, you know, try to come up with a solution, especially when you've got one of these, you know, misunderstandings or something that's really just a keystroke gone wrong, or a piece of paperwork processed incorrectly. So, you know, just bear in mind that, and also, you know that, that we're there for you at Harvell and Collins. I mean, if you have one of these misunderstandings, come in, talk to me. You know, let's see how we can get it resolved as cheaply as possible. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I always counsel individuals that I meet with and say, you know, this may end up having to go to a hearing, because if they send that levy notice out, I have no choice but to assert your rights in an appeal setting.
Okay. Now find out more by emailing AndrewAFoster@HarvellandCollins.com, or make that appointment with Harvell and Collins at 726-9050. And they bring you Life and Taxes with Andrew Foster every week. And we'll see you next time.